Blog Talk Radio.
Calling out of the 757 area. What's going on, pimping?
Man, ain't nothing going on, man. How was your weekend? Tell me about your weekend.
It was all right up until Sunday, you know, the damn football game. But other than that, it was all right.
But at least you're here, right?
I'm here. I'm blessed, so I'm good.
Right, right. That's right. Man, my weekend was... let's just say, this weekend needs to be better. I'm going to get my belt.
Oh, Lord, don't get your belt, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to get my belt.
Get the good one.
Get the belt.
Yes, sir. I'm getting your belt now, sir.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But definitely, ladies, y'all already know. Look, She Pride 2014, August 15th through the 16th here in Richmond, Virginia is going down. What's your favorite entertainer? Go ahead and tell them who it is.
Their favorite entertainer? I believe one of the headliners is Juicebox, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Juicebox. Y'all know Juicebox.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know who Juicebox is, she's a native from Texas, and I'm telling you, I'm going to need y'all to YouTube Juicebox, because if you don't know about her, she's definitely going to come down here and shut some stuff down. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give y'all too much of who's going to be there, but I will let you know the headliner will be Juicebox. You know, so definitely y'all want to be in the building for that. You know what I mean? But right now, we're going to go ahead and take it to this topic, Teddy. Teddy, today's topic is definitely going to be a favorite among a lot of people, because a lot of people, they beg for this topic. I'm talking about, like, look, KC, we need to talk about this because this is not right, or this is right, or this is how I feel about the situation. So let's go ahead and get into it. Today's topic, ladies, is Touch Me Not Studs. Did you hear? I heard crickets. No, I didn't. I heard some girls over there like, woo! Then I know some of your fans is madder than a mug.
What's your mouth?
I know some of your fans are mad as hell. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to get my input, but y'all already know that the infamous Teddy Bear got to go ahead and give her info, her little input first. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to come back and tell you about me, how I felt about the situation. Teddy, tell me, how do you feel about these so-called studs, these doms, these AGs, these butchers, whatever they want to call themselves? How do you feel about them not allowing their woman to please them?
I don't know about them, but I would like for my woman to touch me. I mean, I like to be touched, hence the name Teddy Bear. But I don't understand it. You know what I mean? I mean, you pleasing your woman. Your woman want to please you, but you say, oh, no, you can't touch. No, no, no way. I wasn't ready. I don't get it. Some might have had, you know, issues that happened in their past, childhood, whatever, to where they don't want to be touched. I can understand and will respect that. But if you haven't and you don't want to be pleased, answer this one question. Why are you in the game? You gotta be pleased somehow, some way. I mean, some, because I've talked to some, and they say they get pleased from pleasing their mate. But I know damn well you like head like the rest of us. Like to be penetrated or what have you, like normal women that like women. Come on now. I know I want my lady to touch me like I want to touch her. Cause I'm a teddy bear. Damn it. I'm a teddy bear. Does she know it? She like, it's okay. But to each his own. But I just want to know if you'll touch me not, why? Why? What do you really and truly, you know, get out of it? That's all I want to know. What's your input? I know you got something to say, honey.
Woo! KC, mental orgasms. That's what you know me by. Look.
Oh, Lord.
Point blank period. First of all, ladies, if you're offline, you're listening online, I'm going to need y'all to call in 646-716-6977 and press that number one. I'm going to need y'all ladies to be pressing the number one now, because once I say what I got to say, and Teddy just said what she got to say, so I already know y'all feud from that. But once I got to say what I got to say, I'm going to need to hear what y'all got to say, because I'm about to get it in. You feel what I'm saying? Look, straight point to point, blank, period. If you're under the age of 18, please hang up, because I'm about to get graphic. What the fuck is wrong with you? Real talk. I don't know about nobody else, man. I hang around men. My best friend is a man. I have cousins that's men. I have all uncles or daddy. And I work with dudes. I be around dudes all the time, you know what I'm saying? And every dude I know be like, man, KC, man, shut it. I just want her to come suck my dick. You hear that? You hearing that too, Teddy? You hear that?
What?
You be hearing that? They be like, man, I just want this chick to come suck my dick, man. I just want from head. You hear that a lot, don't you? Y'all hear that a lot from dudes, right? Man, all up in the songs, all up in the street, man. They even disrespectful with it, man. I just want some head, bitch. And they say stuff just like that. So you telling me you portraying a man, but men like head, too. What's wrong with you, Charlie? They love head more than we love head. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? What is y'all talking about? Y'all don't want nobody to touch on your body. First of all, why are you in a relationship with somebody if you don't want to get intimate with them? That comes a part of the relationship. And I'm not saying that the relationship is all about sex. It is a bonus, but look, that shit do up too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, straight up, point blank, period. Something wrong with y'all. See, the problem with you lesbians of today, y'all are so caught up in what y'all friends might think, or what society might think, or whatever. Y'all don't want your girl to make you feel like a woman. Because you don't want to moan. Man, have you been looking at the pornos I've been looking at lately? Me and moan too. They might not be they might not say it like that, but they be like, yeah, damn, shit, girl. But shit, they got a deeper moan. If you don't want to moan, Lyle, make your voice deep. Yeah, damn, girl, shit. Girls love that shit, man. Why the hell would somebody want to be with somebody who is not letting them touch them? Man, that would be so boring, man. I'd be so mad, man, if I grew up in there. I'm talking to a girl. I'm chilling with her. You know what I'm saying? I'm pleading her 100% of the time, and she not giving me. She ain't looking on my nipples, on my back fat, on my leg, my toes, my head, or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously? Come on, you got to lick on something, because, look, I like to be pleased, too. I'm on, too. You know what I'm saying? I got tricks, too. I'm just saying. I love my body, so, hey, I need a woman that's going to love it too. Embrace my body, baby. Make me feel the way I make you feel. I'm just saying, I'm not really all into that strap. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me. I'm not knocking it. Any stores out there that like the strap, it is what it is. You do what you do, boo-boo. I support you. But it's better than not letting a woman touch you. Come on now.
Right.
And then y'all mad. Y'all be like, man, my girl cheated on you, daughter, because you wouldn't give her no booty. That's why I won't be no bad. You're not giving them no booty. Come on now. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what you say.
Church.
You come to say, bro. I like to be pleased, too. Straight up.
Yeah, got to.
If she not, I'm going to ask her in the beginning, do you like to please, honey? And she'll be like, well, I don't like giving head. I'm going to be like, look, conversation over. Good boy, pineapples. Good night. I'm going to say it just like
she
that. Because you know what? This thing is going to be 50-50. Matter of fact, don't give me no 50. Give me 100 or 100, because I'm going to keep it 100 with you at all times, baby. You feel me? I want it all. You mean? What you mean, touch me now? No, touch me now, the hell? You know what I'm saying? Touch me now. What you mean? No, pineapple, touch me now.
Pineapples.
What would you do if you came across a touch me femme? How would you handle that?
I would say if that happened, I'm like, pineapples, I wasn't ready. No, wait. Let me try this again. Hold on, wait. You say what now? You don't what? Like what? Ooh. I don't know if that would last, if I ever came across that, but I know I'm not in one of those right now, and I never have been, so I wouldn't know, honestly, how to react.
Man, somebody come and tell me, Shad, that I can't touch you. Nah, boo-boo. Because let me tell you something, once I'm in a relationship, I become a nympho. I love sex. That's my thing. Like, I want to have it outside in the backyard. I want to have it on top of the grill, under the grill, in the bathroom, in the bathtub. I want to have it on top of the washing the machine, the dryer. I want to have it in the back room. You know what I'm saying? So you telling me I can't have you, boo-boo? Mm-mm. This not going to work. Goodbye.
Pineapples.
Exactly. Chilling, girl. Chilling. Chilling, baby. Shit. What you mean? Talking my language later, but that's a very touchy subject for me because I just don't understand how people can get in relationships with somebody and be selfish like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. How can you be selfish like that? How can you even commit to somebody? You know what I'm saying? And that open up to them. I don't get it.
Right. But you do have some that will prefer a touch me not. You do have some films out there that will prefer a touch me not. That will like all, you know, getting the head and everything else like that. And that touch me not will like to get, you basically you could say, licked above the waist. Because that's what they're basically doing. You can touch me above the waist. That's what they're basically saying. You can't go down low. You can stay up top. But that's it.
I can make you come. Right.
Shit. Right.
I can make you come. But you can't make me come. Negative.
But that's not going to... I know with me, that's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
And, I mean, I like what I like. If I'm with you and I do you, I would expect it. I'm going to get mad somehow, some way. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But like I said, you do got some out there that will prefer to touch me not. They ain't going to admit to it. But they do. Some do. Some don't. The ones that don't understand.
Right.
And I think we will never understand why. Because people, like I said before, people got to take into consideration that touch me not stud might have had some things happen to her, you know, previous. So that's why they probably the way they are. So we can't knock all of them, but the ones we can, what's wrong with y'all?
Honey, I ain't knocking nobody. I'm just keeping it real. I support you. You don't want nobody to touch on your nipples and stuff like that. Well, thank you. Slide that girl that will look at your nipples to me. I'm just saying. You go ahead. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. I'm like the Simon, honey. I'm going to keep it real with you. I like you to death, boo-boo. You don't like your titties sucked. Your relationship not going to last long, girl. She going to start. She going to use it. Cause she gonna, somebody else gonna let her lick them nipples. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. Y'all wonder why y'all always single, you touch me not. Y'all always on Facebook, yeah, I'ma touch me not. Fat, light skin, long hair, green ass, man. I'm a stud, man. I'm just looking for me a girl. Ain't wonder why. Nobody hit him up.
Ding, ding, ding.
Cause you won't give up the booty.
Give them the cookies and you won't be single.
Get a cookie. It's because you don't like nobody to touch it or get it wet. It's supposed to get wet, you fool. You know what I'm saying? Man, look, if you touch me nice stuff, I'm going to need y'all to come talk to KC, all right? Now, listen, man, put your ear close to the phone. It is not fair that you won't give your juice box to these women, that you lick on their juice box all the time and you won't open your lips and let them lick on yours. It's the best thriller in the world. I'm trying to tell you. Have you ever had your juice box sucked on so good that you went blind, came back, smacked yourself in the face, hit her, kicked her in the head, kicked her out the window, and then came, whew, that's the best thriller. I'm just saying. Y'all are missing the experiences of getting the kitty licked. And then you don't like nobody to touch on your nipples. Oh, my God. I don't know about nobody else, but you could touch half of my nipple. You touch the little side of the nipple, honey. Okay?
Oh, Lord. The side of your nipple, bro.
Yes, touch the side of the nipple. And I'm like, woo!
They going to get you all hot and
y'all,
over
y'all know it. All right.
Yeah, you're getting up. I'm
like, woo, I know
I get they're like, yes. They write it down.
You know what I'm saying? But definitely, we about to listen to what these ladies got to say because I am very, very, very much so interested in knowing what you all got to say. Aren't you, Teddy?
I'm here.
All right. Ladies, question number one, I want to hear what you got to say. 646-716-6977. We got to go down the list. Keep it short. We got a long list of people tonight, baby. They want to talk about it. So, area code 443-810. Remember, ladies, press the number one. I want to hear from you. All right. 443-810. How do you feel about Touch Me Not Studs, baby?
Oh, KC, shut up. This rainbow, y'all.
She told you to shut up.
Right, all the way. But, KC, I'm mad that you keep forgetting that I'm a little virgin, but it's okay.
Hmm?
I'm mad that you
keep
Anyway, back to the topic, because I'm not fucking with y'all tonight. I'm sick, I got a cold, I found a mess. What?
Oh, God, sore.
But you see how much I missed y'all? I got a cold, but I'm still on you.
Thank you for the support.
We don't want the cold, though.
I know, right? Please don't blow it over here.
Lord.
Jesus. Pray. I'm
going to
pray.
But it's
well, I hope you don't do no coughing on the pussy tonight, honey, because, Lord.
I might
you give you get somebody to coochie the cold. Lord, have mercy.
Okay, to the topic, y'all. To the topic.
Yes, on to the topic. Anyway, ew, I can't stand a touch me nasty. We all know KC not a touch me nasty, but poor Teddy. I can't stand the type of match that. I mean, what's the point of you being gay? Matter of fact, what's the point of me being gay if I'm going to deal with you, but I can't touch you? Like, who does that?
I don't know.
There's no point of you being gay. It's not going to touch them. It's no. And Casey, stop trying to make excuses. Talking about you don't know what their childhood has been like. It's no excuse. If their childhood has been fucked up,
they won't Casey to say that. That was Teddy.
That was
you.
I'm talking about not a fucked up. You got to understand what I mean. I ain't saying they had a fucked up livelihood. I mean, they might have had something that happened to them that they didn't want to happen to them.
Okay.
And they complain like that.
Guess what? They should be celibate then, and they shouldn't be in a relationship at all.
That is true.
That's
them.
Exactly. That's their problem.
I'm not them. So I got to worry about.
You shouldn't chose to be in a relationship. You know what a relationship consists of. And if you know what a relationship consists of course, you're going to get sex. I mean, shit, I need to come. You need to come. Hopefully, if you don't want to, then something is definitely wrong, and you need to get checked out. But, I mean, there's no excuse for that.
What you mean you're not going to touch me? I'm just saying.
I can't do it. Like, I'm an info, and I'm sorry. Can't do it. It's not going to work. I wasn't ready. I can't do it.
You are the chain, girl.
How am I off the chain? I am the best. You know I'm the best.
You off the chain. But yeah, sweetheart. Don't go nowhere, though, because we got the little out the dark thing coming through. You feel me?
Hey, I'm a virgin. It's like,
I know, but don't go nowhere, okay?
All right, my panties might get wet, but
all right.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Merry Christmas. All right, we'll come back to you.
Happy Kwanzaa. Lord, happy Hanukkah.
I'm young for this shit. All right, Oh, my goodness, the DMV is heavy in the building tonight. Area code 240-210. The topic is touch me not, studs. How do you feel about this? Give me an input. Ladies, also, press the number one. I know I keep getting text messages and inboxes saying the lines are full, the lines are full. I'm sorry. But, you know, hey, text me, like, post your questions on my timeline. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, how you feel about it. Post your things on my timeline, you know, and definitely I definitely will get to it. But area code 240-210, hit me.
What it do, KC? What's up, Teddy?
What's up, man?
I already know, you know, got to come show my brother some love here.
Hey.
So I got to speak up for the studs, of course. You know, I'm definitely not a touch me not. Me personally, just like the feminine that came before me, I don't understand it. I don't. You know, I guess just because I'm looking at it from a biased opinion. You know, I believe in reciprocation. You feel
right,
me?
Right.
I feel if I'm able to give that to you, you should be able to do somewhat similar to me. I mean, I ain't doing this for my health. I like it. I love to give. But I don't want to let nobody else. You know, I love to give. But
right.
Every once in a while, you definitely got to hook. You know, you got to hook me up, man. At least
right.
I can't just be sitting there doing it for my health. You know, it's good for your body, but. Eventually,
right.
You know, that build up, fuck that, I can't. Nothing about it sounds good to me. I like head. I don't know about nobody else.
Boop, boop.
There it is.
Hump day.
There it
is.
I'm just saying, you know, I like head. And, you know, I'm a lesbian. I like to date lesbians. Now, I believe
you're
a lesbian, that's something you like to do. Pussy is that's part of the job description, you feel me? Liking pussy is part of the job description. So giving it and receiving it should be part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I understand, you know, some people that have been through things and, you know,
that's on them. That's them. They have to get, I feel like every person will be at that point. They just have to be at the point where they're comfortable with themselves.
Yep.
To allow themselves to give up that control. Because that's essentially what it is, giving up that control, letting that other person do what they want with you.
Right.
You know? So it's about letting go, being able to let go of that hurt and what was done to you before and letting somebody that you truly trust with your body. When you're able to do that, you get to know yourself more, actually.
Right.
That's how I feel. You get to know yourself more when you trust somebody else with something as precious as your body.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I love
That's
it.
Right.
I love females. I love girls that like girls. The girls that I know, they like giving head. They like giving head. I like getting it.
Yes.
So why not give them what they want? It's essentially, when it comes to sexually, I aim to please. If that's something that they would like to do, yeah, all right, go ahead. You know?
Hey.
You love it? You like it? I love it. Like, that's what it is, essentially.
I ain't going to stop you. No. Why would
exactly.
I do something like that?
You want to do it? Okay, fine.
By all means.
I'm not going to stop you.
I'm with it.
No.
I'm not. Nothing about me,
exactly.
Nothing about who I am is going to stop you. No,
oh,
I'm
going to help you out. Come here, girl. I'm going to help you out. Yes. Mm.
Well, lay back and enjoy that ride, honey.
Pretty much.
Man,
I mean,
body
here
now. Y'all got my body here.
And I've heard of females who actually do like touching the females that they with, and they've been with a lot of touch-me-nots. They don't realize, but they ended up getting in a relationship, and they were with touch-me-not studs and didn't realize it then. And, yeah, I've seen it. Like, I look at them like, well, I don't understand. That's the only thing I can say. I don't know what they've been through. I don't know what has them at that point where they be like, hey, you know, I don't like people touching me like that. I don't like feeling like that. That just ain't me. That's just all I know.
Right.
Nothing
for
me.
That's crazy, though, man. But you know what? Teach his own, like I say. Teach his own, man. I don't knock nobody, but don't get mad when your boo-boo want to see KC because
pretty
much. You shut up, opened it up, opened sesame, and squirted on her face. I'm just saying. Some of y'all ladies probably like, damn. But look, it is what it is. Y'all squirt, we squirt too. I'm just saying, man. Don't play with me. What you mean you're not gonna lick? Excuse me, girl. After I slayed in the kitchen and got this chicken tasting pussy right for you. I got a fried wine and died for you, and you're not gonna even taste the snack. Nah, you gotta go ASAP. Matter of fact, I'm gonna need you to call Terry to come pick you up.
Teddy ain't picking nobody up, got you. I'm gonna be. You already know when I don't answer the phone, I'm busy. Thank you very much.
You gonna be busy and your girl gonna be giving you some shit.
Thank you.
Gonna come lick my sugar smacks. I don't drunk all this water so it can be hydrated for you. What do you mean?
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, but I want to thank you. For tuning in to She's On Radio, man. I'm going to go ahead and grab these next callers. I do not go anywhere because I got some announcements.
Of course.
All right, bruh. Oh, man. All right. Last caller for tonight. Area code 517-993. Let me hear how you feel about KC now. Tell me your input on Touch Me Not Studs.
Hey. I can't tell you a damn thing about Touch Me Not Studs. I can't tell you about it based on conversations that I've had with Studs. over, you know, my young lifetime when I was starting off as a young adult. A lot of them are scared to get whipped. That's the whole basis for, that's the majority of the reason why a lot of these touch-me-nots don't want their women to touch them.
Right.
I mean, you know, everything from putting bandages around their chest so that they can't touch their nipples, much less suck on them. You know, always talking about a female wanting to feel they poke.
Right.
You know, a lot of them don't, they scared to get whipped.
Right.
They want to hand out the orgasms, but then they don't want to get it unless it's through a strap.
Okay, that's right.
It just, that broadens my harem. It don't matter to me. Let them keep on not wanting females to touch them. It's just more for us.
I know that's right.
It's just more for us. Or either, you know, the resolution for that, for a touch me not, would be to get with a pillow princess. Pillow princesses don't want to go down on them, and they don't want them going down on them. Bam, love connection.
It is.
That's all
yeah,
I'm saying.
Extra born. I can't do it. It's too nice. Extra born. Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, if you ain't going to get down like that, you know, then ain't no need to even coming through my boudoir on my rooftop or nothing. I like sitting on that face, and that's just it and all.
I hear that. Did you hear that, ladies? Did you hear that? Teddy Beauty take some lessons. You got to start sitting on the face, girl.
Nigga, shut up. I ain't telling her about my truth, no.
She's telling the truth. Y'all can come sit y'all booty on our face, but when we want to sit on y'all face, y'all got a problem.
They say no. Like, no way. I'm going to sit some goddamn way.
Hey, as much as I like my big girls and everything, you know, hey, if you're just on that morbid obese side, no, you can't be crunching.
No, you can't do that.
You can't be
wrong.
No,
I can't do it.
We can't be doing all that now. No, Tig ain't going, and that's just it and all.
I'm trying to live.
I want to live. I hear you.
I want to live. I want to live.
Yeah, that's pretty much my input. I mean, you know, I heard, you know, the viewpoint that, you know, that person might be traumatized, you know, something that happened in either their childhood or teenage years or even early adult. I ain't going for that. I ain't going for that. One, 9 times out of 10, it wasn't a female that did that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that theory goes out the window. And number two, just like the queen said when you were taking calls, if that's the way you rolling, then I even got one better than being celibate. Just don't even waste that person's time.
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure that during your PM conversation, IM conversation, Instagram, Uvu, Skype, the woman done already let you know how she going to get down. Now, why are you going to sit there and try to trap her? To me, that's a game.
Right.
That's just my view. That's just my view on it.
And I appreciate your view. Definitely appreciate you for coming on. She's on radio, you know. All I got to say, that's some real. Where everything you're spitting is real. You know what I'm saying?
The only way I know
and
it's
And I appreciate
funky,
the realness.
Just got to keep it funky, man. I'm just glad that I was able to catch y'all for a change, because usually when by the time I, you know, realize that you guys are on, y'all off. So
I know, but guess what?
In.
But guess what? I do got an announcement about that. So hopefully everybody, I can put a smile on everybody's face tonight. Well, matter of fact, it's 11:30, so you just stay right here. I'm going to go ahead and say that announcement.
Okay.
And thank you for coming on. So don't go nowhere so you can hear the announcement.
All right, baby.
All right. All right, ladies. Did y'all hear that? Yes. Do have an announcement for you ladies tonight. Tonight, the first Monday in January, got a surprise for you. We are going from a 30-minute show to a 2-hour show. How do y'all like that? That sound good? What you think, Teddy?
Sounds awesome.
That means with the 2-hour show, we gonna have some 2-hour guests. They're not gonna be here for 2 hours, but I'm just saying, you get my drift. That means we can interview who you want to hear on She's On Radio. Last season, we had Nastassia McQuinn from Bad Girls Club Season 9. Last season, we interviewed Pretty P. We interviewed Juice Box. We interviewed Jimmy Montana. We interviewed the cast of Between Women.
Yes, we did.
We interviewed everybody, okay? And there's a lot more. We interviewed DC Lucky, Baby. We did a lot of people last season, man. Davin Studd.
Yeah.
We did a lot of people last season, you know what I'm saying? So definitely I want y'all to email me. She's On ENT. It's SHEZONENT @gmail.com. And let me know who you would like to bring on this show. If you want to hear a repeat of somebody coming on or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just let me know. Let me know who you want to see at She Pride 2014. Let me know some topics you want to hear about on Facebook. I mean, you know, hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up on tag. I know some of y'all on my tag. Some of y'all on my Instagram. Some of y'all on my Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. I'm not going to bite you. Hit up Teddy. We're not going to bite you. You know what I'm saying? And before we go, Teddy, go ahead and let everybody know how they can get in contact with you.
Y'all can contact me on Facebook, you know, the facebook.com/thekangaVA. Or you can find me on Instagram, teddybear_kangaVA. That's all in capital letters. Follow me, friend me on Facebook. Any questions or y'all want to have people on the show, just inbox me and I'll put it to Casey and let her handle the rest.
Hey, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't know why I did that. We were just talking about squirting. I just had my body got tight. But,
okay. Chitlins, I wasn't ready.
You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't ready either, man.
Y'all know how y'all can get in contact with me, KC. It's always at JUSZKC. That's Facebook at JUSZKC. KC. That's Twitter at JUSZKC. At Instagram at _JUSZKC. All right, ladies. It's been lovely. Teddy, thank you for coming on and shedding your light, being the best co-host in America.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And ladies,
okay.
I want to thank each and every one of y'all, sexual chocolate, vanilla, mocha, honey, banana sandwich.
I'm going to eat me some ice cream and talk to my
I know,
right?
I just got
home
with this thing about that. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for the support. Tune in tomorrow because we will be talking about bisexual studs that was submitted by a fan. So. Like I said, y'all want y'all topic to be heard? Email me, Facebook me, Twitter me, whatever. We need to know. Bisexual studs, you know that's when we get interested, honey. Okay?
Yes, honey. Everybody going to call in. Y'all better call in tomorrow. And
you know they're
going to
be like, what? Girl, you know the whole world's going to call in about that.
Yes, girl. Feel the T, honey.
I key. You know what I mean? Ladies, love you. Teddy, love you. Everybody have a good night.
Good night, man.